it can hopefully start our engines. So just very quickly, I just came across one chapter, and inshallah we'll go through it very quickly. So he says, "Man ahabba tasfiyat al-ahwal, falyajtahid fi tasfiyat al-a'mal." He makes it in a very nice rhyming way. He says, whoever desires, he longs for the rectification and purification of his condition. Meaning, a lot of times, people, they go through a lot of worries, they go through a lot of stress, they go through a lot of problems in their business, they go through problems in their marriages, and these sort of things. So he's asking those, and he's targeting these individuals, that whoever wants to have clarity and purity in all his conditions, then what should he do? فَلْيَجْتَهِدْ فِي تَصْفِيَةِ الْأَعْمَالِ. He should now work hard, strive hard in the purification of all his good deeds and actions. You need to make all our actions that we do, all the deeds that we do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it very pure. And then he brings the ayat where he says, قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَأَلَّوْ إِسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى الطَّرِيقَةِ لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ مَاءً غَدَقًا. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to people that unfortunately they met an evil fate. He said, had they were to be seeking to be consistent on the right path, if they tried to make that effort, then obviously and of course I would have rained upon them the abundance of rain. Meaning my blessings and my mercy, it would have absolutely come down and poured into their lives. This is the reality. SubhanAllah, very amazing point. He's saying that unfortunately they met a evil outcome. But had they just changed things around while they were alive, then they would have had things in their life which would have brought a lot of positivity in their dunya as well, a lot of richness in their dunya as well. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يروي عن ربه عز وجل. And he also mentions a hadith Qudsi. He says, لو أن عبادي أطاعوني لسقيتهم المطر بالليل. Had my servants, had my slaves, if they were to obey me, then I will surely and certainly provide them water during the night, meaning rain. وأطلعت عليهم الشمس بالنهار. And I would definitely bring the sun to rise over them during the day. وَلَمْ أَسْمَعُهُمْ صَوْتَ الرَّعْدِ. And I would not allow them to hear the sound of thunder. Meaning that Allah would have provided beautiful and perfect conditions, as of course He is doing for us as well right now, through an abundance of blessings that we have. But He's just making it clear that if they wanted all of this, or if we want this, then the idea is, then our obedience should be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you bring the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then your conditions will start having an upturn. This is the whole message. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this narration, Al-birru la yabla, wal-ithmu la yunsa, wal-dayyanu yanamu kama tadinu tudan. He's saying that righteousness is something, it doesn't wear out, it doesn't become out of fashion. Righteousness and behaving in a way which is, as quote-unquote, you know, a pious individual is something that will always remain, and the effects of it will always be fresh. It will never wear out. وَالْإِثْمُ لَا يُنْسَى. However, sins are something that will never be forgotten. We're going to be held accountable on the Day of Judgment for our sins. وَالْدَيَّانُ لَا يَنَامُ. And the one who is in debt, he's always in a state of frenzy where he's not able to fall asleep with ease. وَكَمَا تُدِينُ تُدَانُ. And then finally mentions, and how you treat others, this is also the way you will be reciprocated in that treatment. How you will also receive similar level of treatment. And then he mentions a quote regarding, from Sulaiman al-Darani rahimahullah. He says, "Man sufya sufya lahu." Whoever acts purely, then pure conditions will come for him. وَمَنْ كَدَّرَ كُدِّرَ عَلَيْهِ. And whoever gives troubles and makes dirt or murkiness, or brings murkiness, then that sort of murkiness and soil will enter into his life as well. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنَ فِي لَيْلِهِ كُوفِئَ فِي نَهَارِهِ. And whoever does well, or basically does very good righteous deeds throughout his night, or even just behaving in a very righteous manner, then his whole entire daytime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of him as well. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنَ فِي نَهَارِهِ كُوفِئَ فِي لَيْلِهِ. And again, similarly, whoever does so in the daytime, acting in a righteous way, then his nighttime will also be in a such that Allah takes care of all of his matters. And then he mentions regarding Fudayl ibn Iyadh. He says that there are times, إِنِّي لَعَاصِ اللَّهِ, unfortunately, where I have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَعْرِفُ ذَلِكَ فِي خَلْقِ دَابَّتِي وَجَارِيَتِي. or fi khuluqi dabati wa jariyati. So he says that there are moments in my life where I've noticed I've done something wrong, which was against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he actually witnessed the direct effects of those evil things that he's done. He says, I would notice it in the way my animal would behave, and the behavior of my slave girl as well. Of course, in that time, it was something that was there. But of course, Sharia, it looks to find ways to remove slavery. So this is just a fact of life. Anyway, so meaning that the effects of our sins are something that we will also be facing and tasting in this world as well. It's a reality. So he says, وَعْلَمْ وَفَقَكَ اللَّهُ, that no, may Allah grant you tawfiq, that there is not a person who is in anesthetic or is under any anesthesia that he will have any feeling of his hurt. If he's struck, then he will have no feeling. He will not have any perception. وَإِنَّمَا يَعْرِفُ الزِّيَادَةَ مِنَ النُّقْصَانِ الْمُحَاسَبُ لِنَفْسِهِ. So he's saying that if you are in a state where we're talking about fasting and abstaining from all these desires and these sort of things, if we have not emptied our souls for the purpose that we can now be people of real deep reflection, then understand the opposite. The person who is in a state of heedlessness, a person who is constantly just in the dunyawi matters, he is like a person who is under anesthetic. He's under anesthetic, where if someone was to strike him, he will not feel anything. So the only person that is able to realize and look around in his life and actually notice certain things, that something's not right, is the person who takes himself to account. We have to be people that we take a reflection into our own lives, see our behavior, see our akhlaq, see our conduct, see our relationships with the numerous relations that we have, see our business dealings, see how, you know, whether there's any sort of trace of haram into our lives, our transactions that we do. And then of course our worship, of course. So only a person, if he's at that level where he's thinking in this way, then he's only going to be able to realize when there's a shortcoming and when there's an increase in his blessings. So he says, وَمَتَى رَأَيْتَ تَكْدِيرًا فِي حَالِي فَاذْكُرْ نِعْمَةً مَا شُكِرْتَ. If you have now reached that level and you are able to realize that there's some trouble in your life in any department, then try to remind yourself, is there a ni'mah that you haven't done any shukr for? Is there a blessing that you haven't shown gratitude for? Because gratitude is such an amazing thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives based on just the person realizing that whatever he has is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, remember when your Lord announced that if you are to show gratitude, then certainly, absolutely, undoubtedly, I will increase you in those blessings. So shukr is very, very powerful. Or, he should say, if there's any slip, أو زَلَّةٍ قَدْ فُعِلْتْ, is there a mistake that you have done? A person should be pondering and reflecting. وَحْذَرْ مِنْ نِفَارِ النِّعَمْ. Beware, be careful of the sudden fleeing away of all your blessings. Because if a person is not in this state, in this situation of appreciation and being mindful, then a day Allah protect us may come that some of these blessings are just going to leave us. A person, you know, takes a downturn in his business. He takes, you know, a sudden illness. SubhanAllah, there was one brother that recently went to Dubai with his friends and he was unwell during the journey. And then when they reached Dubai, they went for holiday for other purpose and whatnot. The day later, they had to take him to hospital. And they said that if you had not brought him to the hospital, then it would have been a life and death situation. And they end up paying approximately 20,000 plus in medical care, medical costs. So this is a situation that happened with people that we know, people that are from our community. So suddenly a downturn in our health. And he says, وَمُفَاجَأَةِ النِّقَمِ. And suddenly beware, be careful if there's a sudden taken to account or taken to task, meaning punishment. If Allah decides to suddenly test you because of as a result of you not being wary whether you're sinning or not, وَلَا تَغْتَرَ بِسَاعَةٍ بِسَاعَةِ الْحِلْمِ. And do not be deceived regarding your ease of the indulgence that you have. فَرُبَّمَا عَجَّلَ إِنْقِبَاضَهُ. Because there are lots of times, many times, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very quick and very swift in snatching those indulgences and luxuries that we have. وَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَزَّ وَجَلَّ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ So now he's wrapping up the whole beginning of the message that we said, that certainly Allah does not change the conditions of a people until they start changing the conditions of themselves. So this is Ramadan, and we have this moment to be able to now enter into that, hopefully, that level of fasting, where we now become people that take on this greater fikr and dhikr, and we're able to increase or bring more ease and more richness into our lives by way of having shukr, having thoughtfulness of the sins that we are involved with and staying away from those things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq and make this Ramadan a very productive and fruitful one. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.